Ephesians chapter number 6. We're going to be in verse number 18 tonight. And we want to I want to talk to you tonight about speaking boldly for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been going through a young convert class, been all the way through 14 lessons now. I don't know how long we'll keep doing it. This was my first, Brandy cut the computer on for me. Kaylee was at work, and they let me do it. So there, I'm going to go ahead and tell you there's some misspelling, periods ain't where they're supposed to be. If it bothers you, I'm sorry. I've done the best I could. We printed this thing about 10 times, and we finally ended up with this material. So, and then Brother Connor tells me how I can fix it. So I got some geniuses around here I'm going to get hooked up with one day, and they're going to figure me out on this computer stuff. But until then, we're just going to keep rocking. Amen? Have your Bibles tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 18. And the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. There it is. That I may open my mouth boldly. I want to stop right there and say, there's a lot of things we're open our mouth boldly about. If we don't like something, we'll open our mouth boldly about it. We'll make no bones about it. But when it comes to the gospel, we want to hold our tongue. That ought to be different. Amen? He says, to boldly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. Now therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I do. Titus, a beloved brother, a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren in love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And grace be with you, be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. In sincerity, amen. Father, I love you and I praise you. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for a group of believers here. Lord, I thank you for all the kids that's in the other building that's being taught tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for a great unction around this place of the Holy Spirit, that he would just move in throughout this service, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that we all just speak boldly about you. Father, that we don't cower down, but we thank you for what you've done in our lives. Lord, we've heard of all the praise reports tonight. And I thank you that there is praise reports on Wednesday night. I thank you tonight that there is a prayer request tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight for Brother Kenny. Lord God, I lift him up to you. Father, Brother Kenny Stanford, Lord, I pray that you would touch his body. Lord, tonight, you know the biopsy that's come back. Lord God, you know the one that's been sent out. And Lord, I pray right now that you touch in a mighty way. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, I'm asking you right now to be with Kenley Taylor, Lord, as she goes to have her surgery next Tuesday. Lord, I pray you'd bless that little girl in a mighty way. Father, be with her mama and daddy. Lord, be with this church. Be with this weather that's coming. Lord, I pray you be with Sister Stephanie Stabler tomorrow. She goes and she has them shots put in her back. Lord, I pray you'd help her, Father, as only you can. Father, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Keep us safe through these storms. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. And tonight as we come, speak boldly for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight the key verse to memorize is Ephesians 6:19. And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Tonight can I say that the gospel is a mystery, and you will not understand the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection until the Holy Spirit opens it up to you. It's hard to understand how a man could die, be buried, and raise again on the third day. But by faith we believe that tonight. And by that faith tonight we are born again tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ, believing in the gospel tonight. But tonight I want to show you this. Paul wrote that he desired the utterance to speak boldly the mystery of the gospel. He wanted that utterance. The word utterance means to express, to speak or clearly deliver a message. In this text, that means or that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wanted that boldness to tell about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Utterance is obtained. Get this tonight. I want you to read. This is what God gave me to write down. Utterance is obtained when a believer prays in the Spirit. If you want an utterance and you want the utterance to be able to speak for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you don't have that boldness in you. It's not in you. It just ain't something. Well, I'm just a. I've seen a lot of bold, loudmouth people that, when it comes to the Bible, they won't say a word. Amen. But I want you to know, where do they get that boldness, preacher? They get it from the utterance of the Spirit. That Spirit will rise up inside of you and make you bold. Utterance is obtained when a believer prays in the Spirit. Without prayer, we will be like every other ordinary Christian. Without prayer, if you quit praying, you will be like every other ordinary Christian that does nothing for God Almighty. The Christian that quits praying doesn't do anything for God. Why? Because they've cut that line of communication off. They're not hearing God. They're not talking to God. They're not hearing nothing He's saying. They have cut that communication off. Without prayer, we will have, and get this tonight, if you're a teacher, you need to listen to this. If you're in the singing, you need to listen to this. If you're on this stage, you need to listen to this. Without prayer, we will have ordinary teaching. Won't be nothing special. It'll just be ordinary teaching. You'll dread going to Sunday school. You'll dread going to Wednesday night prayer study. You'll dread going to church. Just ordinary teaching. It won't be nothing of any significance. Ordinary singing. There will be no power in the singing. It won't be none. And ordinary preaching. It won't be no power in the preaching. Folks, when a believer chooses to pray, when a believer, not a preacher, but a believer, one that's born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, when they choose to pray and ask God to give them utterance, what they need to say, I want you to know tonight, but folks, when a believer chooses to pray and ask God to help them and give them the ability to teach with boldness, sing with boldness, and preach with boldness, the gospel of Jesus Christ, business is about to pick up. When you pray, God, I pray they don't see me, but I pray you give me the holy boldness to proclaim you to a lost and dying world. I ask a question to myself as I started this, and I want to ask you as well, why should we pray for that holy boldness? Why should I be bold for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? I want to give you three things that I've seen in the text. Number one, you and I are we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. When you got born again, you became an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Look what he says here in verse number 20. Paul said to the church of Ephesus, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds." He said, "And therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Paul said that you and I are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is a representative of God in a foreign country. If you are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, or if you're not washed in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, every person is passing through this life. This is not where you'll spend eternity. This is not your home. This is not where you're going to be. If a person's lost, they'll spend eternity in hell if they don't get saved. But if they're saved, they'll spend eternity in heaven. You say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" That means you are a pilgrim. You're passing through this land. And when you get saved, you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You're on a mission. You've been sent on a mission. You're here to tell people about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the gospel that He's gave us. Malachi 2:7 said, "For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." Look with me, if you will. We are an ambassador for the Lord in verse number 20. Me and my wife and my daughter, we love going picking. You find a place where you can find a deal, and you'll find the meals is there. We love to go picking. We love to go into thrift stores. We love to go places. I do not like paying a high dollar for something. Amen? I like buying cheap. I just like doing that. And the other day, we was over at a store in Tupelo called A-Stop. And we love going in that place. This bin is this stuff everywhere. There's people digging, throwing stuff. And we love getting right in amongst of it. Amen? Hey, you know what I mean? I love getting in there. And the other day, we was in there. And Brandy come to me and she said, "Look at this devotional book I found." I looked the devotional book up, and that devotional book was $18 new. I bought it for $3. What a deal that is. So I said, "I'm going to start that devotional book." And the first day I was supposed to start it was on this Monday. I read this Monday. I read this Tuesday. And this morning when I woke up, yesterday I printed this message. Brandy's my witness. I printed this message. And this morning when I woke up, the scripture that was going to be read on this day that I found over there in the bin that somebody had thrown away, said it was of no value, said it was no good. The verse this morning that I read is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 20. And I'm preaching this tonight. And you say, "Well, that's a coincidence." Oh, no. That's what I do. That's what you do. I pray. I'm an ambassador of God. And I say, God, if I'm in right standing with you and I'm right where I need to be, you show yourself to me. You give me what I need. You show me what I need in my life. You say, preacher, you're going on feelings. I'm not going on feelings. I'm going on facts that there is a God in heaven and he hears you tonight. And he hears me tonight. Friends, I'm telling you, when I got up this morning and I opened it up, I don't go days ahead. I opened that book up and that was the verse. 2 Corinthians 5:20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Man, I'm talking about you are a spokesperson for Jesus Christ. If you're saved, you've been sent by God to tell somebody the good news. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. What do we want folks to do? We want them to be reconciled unto God. We are an ambassador for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me give you the second thing I see here. Not only are you an ambassador, you didn't know that, did you? You're an ambassador, man. You're a spokesperson. Man, I'm telling you what a blessing that is. You're an ambassador for the Savior, but also we must be alert for the saints. Not only are you an ambassador, but you ought to be alert for the saints that are around you. Did you know that? Look what he said here in verse number 18. Not only am I an ambassador, but I ought to be alert as a being an ambassador. If I'm going to be a spokesperson for God, I ought to be alert of the surroundings, people that are around me. I ought to be alert and be keen on what God's called me to do. Look at verse number 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching. Be alert and watching. If you're an ambassador, you ought to be alert. Don't have your head in the sand. Have your head up. Be looking around. Get it on a swivel. Be looking at what you can do. Be looking where you can share the gospel. There's a place you can share it every day, I promise you. There's a place that you can see Jesus Christ move, and he opens them doors for you. You must be alert for the saints that are around you and the people that's around. Look what he says. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There's somebody you can encourage every day of your life. We're an ambassador. And we must be alert. You say, preacher, how can I be alert? Number one, he says in verse number 18, you can do that by praying. You can be praying. You will be more keen the more you talk to God. You'll be more alert the more you talk to God. And when the old devil, he tries to throw his junk at you and he tries to come to your way, the more you've prayed, the more you've fasted, the more you've stayed in the will of God, and the more you're seeking God, I want you to know you'll be alert and you'll see them, the enemy coming. By praying, you can be alert. By watching, not only do you pray, but you watch. Look what he says here. And when we're at home, Ryder, he'll say his prayer. And when he does, he always got his eyes open. And he'll say, Daddy, you got your eyes open. I said, well, what are you doing with yours open? You know, I mean, but he wants to make sure yours is closed when he prays. And you got to make sure yours is open that he ain't still at the table when he is praying. Because they don't tell him what he might do. But we are alert by praying and we're alert by watching. Look what he says. We must pray in the Spirit and watch thereunto with all perseverance. How can I be alert? Number one, by praying. Number two, by being on watch. And number three, by having perseverance. And perseverance is nothing more than this, having determination. If you're an ambassador and you're supposed to be speaking on behalf of God, you better be determined. You better have determination. If not, you'll back down. Not only determination, but you got a backbone to stand for Jesus Christ. You got a backbone to stand for him. Not anything comes your way, you're going to stand. You're going to say, no, that's not right. That's not what the Bible says, and I'm going to stand, no matter who it offends. And I wrote this down. Do you remember in Nehemiah when Nehemiah went back and he wanted to rebuild the walls? He wanted to stop what was going on. He wanted to rebuild back. I thought about that so much, and I wrote this down for you in Nehemiah 4:6-9. Nehemiah went, and he had two people, Sanballat and Tobiah. And you remember what they said in Nehemiah 4. They said the wall you build, even a fox could run up it. Nehemiah 2:3-4 right there. A fox could run up it and break it down. Here's what he said. So built we the wall. They burnt the walls down and it destroyed there. And here's what he said. You're talking about people that watched and served God. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together into the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Folks, I want you to know a lazy Christian ain't going to go very far. A lazy child of God ain't going to go very far. You're not going to do a whole lot for him if you're lazy. If you're waiting around, sitting around on something to happen, it ain't going to happen. You got to get a mind that I'm going to work for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said they had a mind to work because it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, that they were very wroth. Folks, when this thing is going good around here and God's blessing people and we're seeing people be saved and we're seeing people be baptized and we're seeing people be healed, don't you think the enemy ain't going to send somebody in amongst us that don't like when the breach is being stopped, don't like when the our chaos is settling down, don't like when the confusion is settling down, don't like when you got peace at home? He don't like that a bit, and he's going to send somebody your way to stir it up. And you must realize you're an ambassador and you must be alert. And when they came and they come to destroy what was going on, look what he said. He said, and they conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem. Man, I'm telling you, we're in a battle. I said that Sunday, and I'll say it again tonight. We're in a battle, and they wanted to hinder it. Anybody that sees you doing good for God that's not in the will of God, they'll get jealous, and they'll want to hinder the work that God's doing in your life. Don't you let nobody hinder what God's doing in your life, because you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And you must be alert. Get this. Nevertheless, it don't matter what come their way. Nehemiah said, I don't care what you send my way. Never, I have decided, Sister Denise, I have decided to follow Jesus. You know what that song means? I could care less what everybody else is doing. I'm following the Master. I care less what the other church is doing down the street. I'm going to follow Jesus. I could care less what the other preachers are preaching out of. I'm going to preach out of the King James Bible. I could care less what the other ones are doing. I'm going to do what he's called me to do, because I'm a spokesperson for Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be alert in that. Look what Nehemiah said. He said, nevertheless, that means it don't matter what comes, I'm going to keep standing. Amen. Nevertheless, we made our prayer. There it is. You want to know how to stay alert? You prayed. Nehemiah said, we prayed. We prayed unto our God. And we watched. You tell me that ain't Bible lining right up. If you're going to pray, you better watch. Well, bless his heart, I'm going to pray for him. You pray for him, you better watch him too. You better watch your enemy. You better watch that one who wants to put a knife in your back. He said, well, I prayed for him. It's going to be okay. Don't be that way. Don't be naive. Get your head on. Pay attention. There's a battle out there. Here's what he said. He said, our prayer unto our God, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them. What did they do? They was alert. Folks, tonight, not only are we an ambassador, not only we should be alert, but I want to give you in verse number 22 something else I've seen, and I got to hurry. I want to give you something else we should see. And nobody in this room wants to do this, okay? 90% of the people in this room don't want to do this. But this is what you got to do, because this thing's not comfortable. We must get interested or involved in the affairs of the saints. That means you need to stick your nose into somebody's business. Nobody likes to do that. You see a brother that's getting wayward and getting off into sin, we may talk about them. We may run them down. But we don't want to stick our nose in it. Why? Because we say, that ain't none of my business. I ain't getting in that. I see them going wayward. I see them going that way. I see them going just as far as they can go. But I don't want nothing to do with it. Because if I put my nose in there, I'm going to get it cut off. And you know what we do? We let them run until they fall into a place that's not good. We let them get out on life's highway and run just as hard as they can run, knowing that when they finally quit running, destruction's coming their way. And instead of being a child of God and getting in their business and standing there and say, brother, that ain't right. You don't need to be doing that. Brother, you don't need to go there. Sister, you don't need to be doing that. Sister, you don't need to be wearing that. Brother, you don't need to be looking at that. Brother, you don't need to be drinking that. Brother, you don't need to go there. Instead of doing that, we call that being nosy and judging. God says get in their affairs. If they are brother or sister in Christ, they ought to welcome you to come and say, hey, man, I don't think we need to talk, man. We need to talk. I've got so many men around this room that has told me, Brother BJ, if you see me mess up, you hold me accountable. And I say this, there's several in here that means that. And the other ones are liars and they're gone. Because when you confronted them, you know what they did? They got mad and they hit the trail. You said, brother, man, what's going on, man? What's going on? You don't need to be doing that, man. The same one that told you, hold me accountable, when you go to them and you confront them, they hit the trail. When you do try to help them and get in their business, they hit the trail. It ain't none of your business. And then destruction comes. I thank God that when I got saved, I had men in my life that would hold me accountable. I had a Tim Markham, when you started getting out of line, he didn't mind to call you back into line. I had a pastor that didn't matter. He was so meek and so easygoing, but I'm telling you what, it wasn't nothing for him to knock on your door. Hey, can we talk? And when he done that and he wanted you to come out, he didn't want your wife to hear, you ain't walking the way you're supposed to be walking. You said, preacher, that ain't none of your business. I think the churches would be a lot better if we held each other accountable. I don't show you this in the Bible. But before I do, getting in people's affairs, I knew I was going to preach this tonight. About 3 o'clock, me and my daughter, we went to get some gas for the generator. And we went up to county line up past your house, Sister Stephanie, up there across the interstate and get gas. We pulled in there and get gas, and this car was there, and there's some people around it. And right off the bat, they locked the keys in the car. So I knew it. I seen it when you could see what they was doing. And I got my gas, and I wasn't going to fool with them. Kaylee said, Daddy, go and lock that car for them. I said, Baby, I don't want to get in that. It's raining. And if I go in there, I'm going to put my nose in their business, and then I'm going to be caught up for longer. She said, Daddy, that woman looks like she needs help. I said, Baby, I don't want to go. Daddy. I said, Okay. I pulled over where she was at, and I walked up there, and I said, Ma'am, I said, are you having trouble? She looked at me, and she said, My keys are locked up in my car. I said, Well, looks like you're having a little bit of trouble there. She said, Can you unlock it? I said, Well, I've done a few. I don't know. That woman come out there, and she had a coat hanger. I said, You got two of them? She looked like, Well, what are you doing? You don't like you can unlock a car. I ain't always been a preacher. Huh? I ain't always been a preacher. I took them two coat hangers and I wired that thing together, and I was saying, Lord, you're going to have to help me right here. Lord, you're going to have to help me right here, because I don't want to just unlock this woman's car, but I want to be able to be a minister. I want to witness to her. And I started rolling them coat hangers together. I told that guy, I said, If you'll just hold that door back just a little bit, we'll unpop that thing. Brother Brad, I want you to know I got rolling that thing together. When I got it rolled together, I reached right down there and hit that lock. And only in the name of Jesus. I took what I used to do would be bad, and he's turned it into good. Popped that lock on that car. She opened it up. She started squalling, having a fit. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I said, Hold away. Wait a minute. Let's just pray about this. It's raining. We at the Unical there in Hamilton. I'm talking about coming a flood. We gather around that woman and we pray that she has traveling grace where she's going. When she goes to go off, I asked that woman, I said, Hey, well, wait a minute. She said, What? I said, I thought you was riding with her, another woman. She said, Oh, no, I work here. I said, I see the whole picture now. I said, Where do you live? She said, Beaverton, Alabama. I said, Do you come down County Road 49 to get to this place? She said, Every day. I said, Do you know the church on the corner? Come on, y'all, talk to me, somebody. You're an ambassador. I was going to miss an opportunity to invite somebody to church because I didn't want to get out in the rain. Just being honest as a pastor, I didn't want to get my nose in it. I didn't want to get involved because I knew it was going to cost me something. But I didn't know that woman was going to Tampa ain't who I helped. It was that woman that works at that gas station. And I said, You know that church on the corner? She said, Oh, yeah, a big church. I said, Well, it's a big building. It's not a big church. But yeah, that's where, yeah. She said, Yeah. I said, I'm the pastor there. And I'd like to invite you to church. Shook that woman's hand. She said, What time are services? And I told her. I said, We'd love to have you. She said, What will come out of that, preacher? I don't know, but I got to witness to her. Why? Because I'm an ambassador. Why? Because I was alert. I had a 21-year-old in the car. I said, Daddy, you need to get out. And I was willing to get in somebody's affair. Folks, if you ain't willing to get in where they're at, you ain't never going to win them to Jesus. If you're not willing to get your hands dirty and get in there, you're never going to be a witness. And let me show you this. You say, Preacher, are you sure what I wrote up underneath that is I wrote something similar to this on your paper. You would be surprised what God would do if you just pray through you, if you just pray for somebody. You'd be surprised instead of saying, Lord, please send the preacher. Lord, just please send me. Instead of sending this one, Lord, just send me. Lord, use me today. Look what he says here. I want to show you this as we got to go. Look right here at this. He says this, never underestimate what God can do through you if you will pray. Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says, Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Boy, that's a God we serve, ain't it? He said, Just call on me. I'm going to show you some things that will blow your mind. Isaiah 55:11, the Bible says, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. I knew that today. I knew it wouldn't return unto him void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch. You pray and you watch for the opportunity to be bold in what God's called you to do. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. In Romans 8:26-27, this is what you need to lean on, and I do too. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For when we know not what we should pray for, as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In conclusion, it's time to speak boldly about our Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that tonight. And I said something a while ago about the ones that want you to hold them accountable, and then when you do hold them accountable, they're no longer here. Folks, there's people you know right now, they're waiting on you to be a light, waiting on you to be a role model, waiting on you to be a witness, waiting on you to be whatever. Be a good witness. Please be a good witness. Please be a good witness. There's two kind of witnesses. There's a good witness and there's a bad witness. There's two kind of witnesses. There's a true witness and there's a faultless witness. And when they go to trial, the judge don't know who's who. He don't know. All he knows is both sides are telling the story. But he's going to get down to who's true and who's not. And folks in here, I want you to know Jesus Christ, he knows tonight. And he chose you to send you as an ambassador. Can you believe God's letting, also, can you believe God's letting you speak on his behalf? Think about that. Shane Taylor, can you believe every time you open your mouth, you're speaking on behalf of God? Good, bad, or ugly, you're speaking on behalf. He lives inside of you. You're getting to speak for him. Think about that. You're an ambassador. Be alert in what we say and what we do, bro. Be alert. Be alert. Be alert. And don't just sit back. Get in the affairs of other people's business when you see it. You never know. You might be that light that they need. You might be that light. I'm going to leave you with this. We went to a place in Jasper the other day. Real keen. And I just like talking to people. I can't help it. I said, does my head say talk to me on it? And me and Brandy come out. And this man walked up. I said, hey, man, how you doing? Everything going good? God loves you. He said, you know what they done. And I said, no. In 30 minutes, he told me why that kind of stuff you put in diesels don't need to be on a diesel truck, diff or something. For 30 minutes, me and him stood there and talked about that. And I didn't have a clue what he's talking about. Am I telling the truth? Brandy walked off. She done went down something else, come back. And he said, and after we left, she said, why'd you stand there and listen? I said, I just wanted to hear him. Looking for an opportunity to share Jesus. Tell him God loves him. He told me all about it, how diesels run a whole lot better without that mess on them. And he had done wrote Congress. And wanted, I'm telling you the truth, this man was sincere about it. He's sincere about it. I just stand there. Son, let it eat. He said, preacher, what good did that have to do with anything? Got to talk to that man. And I'm just asking you tonight, slow down. Because you're an ambassador. Take time. Be alert. Not every time. You don't have to open your mouth every time. There's sometimes you got to open your mouth. I would hate to know my daughter. She's 21 years old and she's going to be going to Tupelo tomorrow to work. And I hate to know in the morning when she got up, she went down that interstate and I seen on the news where he said, hey, there's a bad wreck right there on I-22. And she just left the house. And I looked and I heard it on TV and I said, I ain't worried about that. She'll find her way around it. How awful. What would you do? What would y'all do? You pick that phone up. Baby, listen. There's been a bad wreck up there. You better go a different way. Daddy loves you. Be careful. Let me know when you get there. Hey, don't run over 55. Make sure your seatbelt's on. Got your insurance card up and talk to you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to their eternity and we run into people, what means the most is cowered down, back out. Cowered down, back out. And they're going in a direction that's going to lead to destruction. And we need to get in the affairs of people's business. If you love them, get in their business. Amen? My mama ain't mine to get in mine. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, there's mamas and daddies in this room right now. I thank you for them. I praise you for them. Lord God, I know I am preaching to the choir tonight. I know that, Father. Lord, but Father, I just preach what you give me. And I thank you for that. I thank you that we can boldly speak about you. And Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for the one tonight that gets a little anxiety, gets a little nervous, gets a little cold hands, shaking when they know they're supposed to speak your name. Lord, I pray you give them boldness tonight. Pray you give them utterance to the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, bless this congregation. Watch over us. Lord, if you let us come back Sunday and the weather's right, I thank you for that. And Lord, if you ice us in, I thank you for that. Whatever you want to do, I'm just thankful for it. Lord, whatever your will would be, we just want to line up with it. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Love on somebody.